What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, those poor people out in California, I mean, they're dealing with these rolling blackouts. They're dealing with these wildfires. In fact, right now, California has turned into a state, you know, illuminated only by the fires. So it's not just third world, it's virtually medieval. And they're dealing right now with what they're calling an extreme wind event that began yesterday. It's extending through today, expected to go through tomorrow. Winds of something like 80 miles an hour. And they've already got 17 wildfires currently burning in the state. Because of the wind event, they're expecting those to spread because the embers are just being blown everywhere. In fact, there's been a new fire that just broke out in Southern California that is threatening the Reagan Presidential Library. And apparently the site is already covered in heavy, thick smoke. Concerned, you know, for that, just like their concern over the Getty Center. And to me, this is just gross mismanagement. And I understand with these kind of winds, keeping the fire breaks open wouldn't have really helped. But these fires happen on a regular basis. I remember one time when I was working in downtown Hollywood, and there was a raging fire in the Santa Monica Mountains. I step out the door and just, it was there, right in front of us. So the fires are a reality like the earthquakes, and unlike the earthquakes, they don't seem to really be as prepared for the fires from where I sit. And we had that caller who called in yesterday saying, you know, California's got the money, it's just being misspent. It's not being spent on taking care of the state, its infrastructure, and its people. That seems to be a problem all over the country right now. Yesterday, we talked about how the insurance companies have yanked fire coverage for something like 350,000 of their policyholders, saying right now it's just too risky. Not in the business of taking risks. I imagine there's going to be some lawsuits over that one. That's the business you're in. You know, I give you money, and then something bad happens to me, you give me money back to deal with it. Don't just take the money in and then when things are looking dicey, say the deal is off, which is what they're saying. So now PG&E is being sued by those same insurance companies because apparently some of these smart meters that have been installed in California homes caught fire. Now, you remember the old-fashioned analog power meter was all aluminum. And it was designed to be fireproof because the entire current for the house is going through them. These new smart meters, they're made with plastic, they're made with other flammable materials, and apparently it has caused complications. So PG&E is not going to be around much longer. And I'm starting to hear talk within the California politicians that it's time for the state to take control. I mean, if you go back to, I mean, even just back to what happened out in Hinckley, California, with the hexavalent chromium, and realize it's been bad decision-making all along here. Okay, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was at a Wild Ohio University culture war event trying to defend his support for green card giveaways, drag queens, and Israel. And apparently it was a very intense session. At one point, Charlie Kirk basically came on out and said that the survivors of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty are all conspiracy theorists. Didn't really happen. You're all conspiracy theorists. So Joe Meador got on his case, understandably, because Joe Meador was there and saw what happened, and Charlie Kirk was not. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to just briefly point out that insurance companies are unique in their business model. Like normally, you know, you pay somebody, enter into a contract with a business, they're to deliver something, you pay for what they're supposed to deliver, and you pay what they ask you to deliver for that service. Well, with insurance companies, and a successful company usually is one that performs the service better than their competitors and does it for a little less money. With insurance companies, uniquely, it's their business model. The ones that are successful are the ones that enter into a contract to insure something with you and then don't pay off on it. So the ones that most successfully don't pay off are the ones that are really the most successful insurance companies. It's unique as a business model.
Yes, it is. And it's not just a refusal to pay off. Again, going back to Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which was actually written by the health insurance industry, allowed the premiums, but mostly the deductibles, to go up. And that meant that the insurance companies had to pay less of your medical bills when you got sick, and you had to pay more. And it made them immensely profitable.
And it's the same with cars or homeowners insurance or whatever. If they can successfully weasel out of what they're contracted to supply, then that makes them successful. So,
there are thankfully some exceptions, and I have to put in a good word here for State Farm, who carries our auto insurance policy, because when we needed them to be there, they were courteous, they were quick, they didn't try and find some clause in the insurance contract where they could say, well, you know, we're not under obligation to cover this. They took good care of us, we're still with them. And so some insurance companies are successful because they do a good job at what they're doing.
Well, that's a good plug for them, and I'll keep that in mind, Mike. But there's a lot of them that you can see with the wildfires. They're already basically pissing backwards on their claims. So
yeah, they are.
You know, the sad part about it is that business model seems to be what everybody in other industries are starting to migrate to. Finding a company that lives up to its obligations and what you entered into business with successfully is getting harder and harder to do at any level. But
that's another sign about our declining economy.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. It's an interesting thing that they're talking about. A guy I had lunch with about the way that the we know the banks are. And by the way, I saw on the what really happened that they're going to, in Britain, they're trying to prosecute the LIBOR, basically the rigging LIBOR.
Yes.
It was on your site, and yeah, I thought that's good news. But thank God for that, because there's another industry that everything they do is crooked, pretty much. Everything is rigged.
Yeah.
Everything is crooked. They never get investigated. Like the Federal Reserve never gets audited or whatever. But we were talking about retirement and how everything is getting expensive, and how I recommended, just, we live in Los Angeles, that he buy a couple cases of MREs. And you can easily throw that in the back of your car and evacuate your home. It's like 7,500 calories, or it's some enormous caloric deal. And they'll keep for years and so on. because, and we went over, a quarter of the world's pigs are dying or dead.
Yes.
And you know, can't
actually,
use the Gulf of Mexico.
Now.
What was it really? Can't use the Gulf of Mexico for food for fishing. Can't use the North Pacific for fishing. Midwest harvest, a disaster. And
yes.
People are going to start bidding up. You know, if they can't use pork, they're going to bid up beef. They're going to beat up what fish we have. And they're going to bid up everything else. And, you know, about the only cheap protein will be eggs, I guess. But, man, it's the whole thing is collapsing, Mike.
Yeah, it's all coming apart here. And, you know, for the sake of the election, we got to keep the voters, you know, thinking everything is just hunky-dory. And we had that story that we did the other day where a top farming expert is saying there is a massive food shortage on the way and the government doesn't want you knowing about it. Now, that to me is poor management, because the government should be saying right now, times are going to get hard. Get ready now. Get MREs, get freeze-dried, whatever. And thank goodness that one of the things we did bring with us from Oahu was our freeze-dried emergency food, because we've got enough here to basically feed Claire and I, you know, for, I think, about 2 months.
Well, I'm telling you, that's going to come in handy. I think we're approaching the let them eat cake moment, where, and what we have discussed in the past, Mike, where the end of this country could easily come, where you know, everybody now is who's lucky enough to have a job has gone from one or two payroll deductions to 14 or whatever the limit is to get more cash,
yeah.
Right? And they're having to make the but April the 15th is coming up, and at some point they're going to say, "What do I feed my girl, my kids, or do I cut this check on the 15th?" And they're going to say, "Hell no," and they won't be able to, you know, make ends meet with food, with housing, with everything else. And at that point, you know, the government's going to collapse.
Yes. Well, you know, the government can have the Federal Reserve go on printing all the money that it needs. But the American people are feeling very much overtaxed. And you've got the Democrats out there actually campaigning on promises to raise taxes for the Green New Deal and for Medicare for all. You know.
Yeah, that including
I guess
that
they imagine.
That can come in illegally.
Raise our taxes. Raise our taxes. Not going to happen.
And including all the foreigners that can come in here illegally, they get it as well.
Yeah.
So, and can't pay taxes and get landed welfare and food stamps. But anyways, yeah, that's my comment, Mike. I just said, how's Claire feeling? How are you feeling?
She's doing fine. And we're just hunkered down here because of all the rain. She's going to be going to see more family on Saturday, which will give me some time to unpack some of the last of the boxes still in the garage.
Well, you got your weekend cut off for you, man. But hey, I got to
yes,
run
I
out.
Do.
Thanks very much, guy.
All right. Bye. Thanks a lot, Peter. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Mark. Okay. Now, apparently, Mark Zuckerberg, following his appearance at Congress, is now out there dropping hints about setting up his own news network. And that obviously has the existing corporate news media very concerned, because he's already exerting all this control over what is on the net. Okay, Mark in Georgia is back. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know if you've heard this movie called Official Secrets, starring Keira Knightley, but it's about how this whistleblower was harassed and abused for revealing that Tony Blair was basically contriving false accusations to justify the invasion of Iraq. You know, some time
yes.
ago. Have you heard of this movie?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know much about it, and I haven't seen it. But we do know that, yeah, George W. Bush and Tony Blair were, you know, just lying to get Great Britain and the United States into Iraq.
Yeah, and that's where Vince Bugliosi was the man who prosecuted Charles Manson way back.
Yes.
Because he was the one who, although Charles Manson did not personally kill anyone, he was the one directing the cult who carried out the murders. And so Vince Bugliosi, people that think that George W. Bush was this great president, whatever, I would recommend, you know, go to YouTube and type in Vince Bugliosi and the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder. Because I think we're all fed up of these false. The thing that really disgusts me more than anything else is people who think that Trump announcing that Baghdadi has been killed for the nth time is actually a legitimate announcement. You know, I'm like, well, here we go again, you know? It's been kind of a recurring theme where, one thing I've learned is there's that the deception tends to go in vilification on one side and delusional exaltation on the other, where one side, all the evil is attributed to they way over there, whether politically, geographically, ideally both, especially handy where there's a language barrier where people don't really know how to look at the original source of what was actually said or meant. And then they exalt the people on our side that make these accusations, like FDR, this dastardly, unprovoked sneak attack. Like, excuse me, you've done everything you could to provoke the attack, and the Japanese had sent an emissary whose mission it was to declare war before the attack began. So they intentionally stalled him. So yes, it was a sneak attack, but not from the enemy foreign, but the enemy domestic. And, you know, it troubles me how the enemy domestic continues to operate with impunity, where I call him Bradley, I hope I don't go to jail for misgendering or something, but I'm like, look, he's got male DNA, a predominantly male neurostructure, and his genitalia was likely mutilated in cosmetic surgery because he was tortured for an extreme period of time for the heinous crime of revealing the truth, you know? Just like Lincoln locked up 12,000 people like you and I for simply telling the truth, there was no rebellion. So, thanks, man. I guess it doesn't mean much to you that you're in my prayers, but I believe you have legitimate questions that deserve legitimate answers. And sometimes the best answer you can give is ask Job. When Job was asking all these questions about why all these things happened the way they did, and God basically said, I don't have an answer that's going to make sense to you. And, you know, there's times where that's about all you can do is say, well, there's things that are not going to make sense on our level. Does that make sense? That much?
Yeah.
And I wish somebody had given you better answers when you were young and had questions that really needed to be answered, because I believe you have legitimate grievances, and I'm against the corruption of religion. I'm against the corruption of Judaism. I'm against the corruption of Islam. I'm against the corruption of all religions. But there's two sides to religion. There's the good side of being, bound back to the Creator by humble submission on His terms. And then there's the bad side of where people try to control other people by basically leading people to believe that if you don't have our approval, God's not going to let you into heaven. And it's like, God says, it don't work that way. So, like I say, I don't know, when is it, do you know when that movie Official Secrets is supposed to come out?
I don't know, but I imagine if you go over to imdb.com, they probably have a listing for it already. Anyway, Mark, we've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it's about to get a little bit crazier out there in LGBTQ, BFD, PSD, LST, MFT, BBDNO world. Because we've all been following this controversy over these biologically male athletes who declare themselves to be women, and they're going into women's sports, and of course they're cleaning up all the awards. They've got the physical advantage. Well, now biological male transgenders want the entertainment industry to start treating them like they're females. Actors Equity is literally put out a statement demanding that Broadway and Hollywood start casting these male transgenders into non-transgender roles. And the attitude that they're coming out with is the viewing audience will pretend they're all real women. No. You won't. And it's silly. It's really silly. Anyway, if you are into hummus, you need to be aware there's a recall going on hummus from Sainsbury's, Morrison's, Aldi, Lidl, Asda, and Nando. It's being urgently recalled over concerns that it contains salmonella. You may want to check with your local store here. Okay, let's talk about human-caused global warming, because we're about to get a major dose of it out west here, starting actually pretty much today. Story coming on out from Investment Watch blog. The real climate crisis is not global warming. It is global cooling. Solar activity is at a record low. Winter is coming early again. Global warming group doesn't want to give up their power, their access to the media. So they're still out there pushing the agenda. Now, yesterday we were talking about an adjunct professor who literally got forced out of their position for simply saying, no, the polar bears are not in decline. They're not under threat. They're not dying off because of human-caused global warming. Well, it's happened again already. And this time it happened to a professional zoologist, Susan Crockford. And she came on out. I mean, she did a project documenting the increases in polar bear populations for which she has been fired. Because you don't do research that goes against what the government wants here. Now, Greta Thunberg is still out there making headlines. She's refusing to accept a 40,000-pound environmental award, saying the climate movement does not need awards. We need politicians to listen to science. Well, Greta, that may be a big part of the problem. Because after looking at year after year of utterly failed predictions, politicians are looking at the science and they're saying there's nothing there. I mean, how many old winters do we have to go through before somebody's willing to stand up and say, Al Gore is full of it, along with the rest of his choir? You go back to the 1990s and all these dire predictions, these doomsday predictions they were making. None of them came true. Polar bears are doing well. Seas aren't rising. Al Gore bought a beachfront house in California. Should tell you something right there. But you can read my article on ClimateGate, and especially with the move and everything. I haven't added the more recent news, but there's a lot in there about why this is nonsense and why it's being sold as a new religion. You will believe in human-caused global warming, and because you are a human being, you are a sinner and part of the problem. I'll tell you how to fix it for a small fee. Over at Google, YouTube has removed a channel on the building of the Trump border wall, saying it is hate speech and promotes violence. That's their rationale for that. They don't want anybody looking at that wall being built. And that may very well be because that's going to be one thing that Trump will be campaigning on next year. You know, the wall has been started. We're going to get it up there. But YouTube has become pretty much useless. So is Google. And they haven't banned me yet, but then I haven't put anything up in quite a while. All right, there's the music. We need to take another break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
when all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, happened? Miracle. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about how the social media giants are now acting as gatekeepers. What you can see, read, and hear, they're now as compromised and corrupt as the corporate media. And that's a shame, because that was one of the great gifts of the internet age and the independent media, was people had an alternative to go to. And somebody set up these social media companies like Google to basically lure people into a dependency on their services. And now that they're sort of Google-fied, Google can now start changing their search algorithms so that you only see a certain point of view. That's what the media, whether it's corporate or electronic, isn't supposed to do. Fundraising site GoFundMe is now deplatforming vaccine skeptics. They claim they're stopping conspiracy theories. So GoFundMe has jumped on the bandwagon by banning all anti-vaxxers from raising money through its platform, because apparently only pro-vaxxers deserve to fundraise. So GoFundMe has now put itself in the position of actually dictating medical policy for the American people. I don't think that's particularly a good idea. All right. Now, Instagram and Facebook have now banned all sexual emojis, including the eggplant and peach. And they're outlawing photos with emojis covering sensitive areas. This is because the rapper, Kanye, says social media tempts men like the devil tempted Jesus. Gotta keep you all pure out there. Alrighty. You're probably hearing this everywhere. It was even on our local radio station this morning. If you own an older iPhone or iPad, update to the latest version of the operating system by Saturday, or you could lose your internet connection. And apparently this is an issue with the GPS timing signal that pops up from time to time, which tells us that GPS was deployed without being fully tested and evaluated here. Now, pardon me. The latest iPhone iOS update, 13.2, still allows Apple workers to listen to your conversations recorded by Siri. Now, supposedly somewhere in the control panel, there is a means to opt out or delete them. But Apple is going back to the use of humans to review Siri commands and dictation. Apparently, the automated system really did not work out all that well. All right. Over in India, their largest nuclear power plant has been hit with a cyber attack. And it stopped operating on the 19th of this month. It is suspected that the Kudankulam nuclear power plant was hit by a cyber attack. And authorities were already alerted to the threat months in advance. Even as cybersecurity experts are investigating the case, the authorities were quick to dismiss any occurrence of a spyware infiltrating their system. Power plant project, built in collaboration with Russia, had been a target of foreign players since it started. There's another ransomware out there. It's called Paradise. And there is now a decryptor issued by MSISoft, and it's free. It will allow you to decrypt your files. And apparently this Paradise ransomware has been encrypting victims and users for like 2 years. Unless they recover from backups, which a lot of people are not keeping proper backups, or they paid the ransom. So I want to know who's doing all this and why the government seems so unconcerned. Okay, let's see. Apparently we've had another unpleasant incident where a dozen cops literally pointed their guns at a teenager in an argument over a $2.75 fare. And the crowd surrounding them, of course, fled. Concerned about bullets flying. Remember that incident in New York where the NYPD wanted to arrest this guy and they shot him down? And they hit a lot of bystanders. Mike in the control room is saying, is that NSA, CIA are the ransomware creators? Could very well be. In fact, according to Kaspersky Labs, the hacker collective, Equation Group, tracks back to the NSA. So it's just another way to suck more money out of the American people and American businesses. We're being looted and plundered over the internet. Okay. Tesla has admitted that U.S. revenues have collapsed 39%, and demand is just falling. There have been too many of these ugly incidents of these cars killing people. That one about the let me reply to somebody. So distracting. What can I tell you here? Now, Hillary Clinton is out there celebrating the fact that Twitter has made a decision to stop political advertising on their channel. It's probably going to be a good thing. It might actually bring back Twitter's popularity because there are too many ads to begin with, and too many of them are political rants. Facebook has a different approach. Facebook says it's okay for a politician to lie in the ads they place on Facebook. Well, we know the politicians are going to lie. Your lips are moving. But I don't think we should develop this attitude where this is permissible and it's okay. All righty. This one here. It's an update on the latest wildfire in Southern California. And they've had to evacuate the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and nearby homes. So you're concerned about that. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Yeah, you're talking about global warming. But before I go there, I'm going to say this about the demon rats. If they're not going to follow the Constitution, Michael, what is treason? I mean, if these demon rats don't follow the Constitution with this impeachment crap, what is treason to this country, you know? But these demo rats are trying to do this. Nonsense. It's nincompoop crap. Look at Obama when he's on a hot mic telling Medvedev whatever, when I get elected again. None of these Schumers or none of you said anything about him or what Clinton was doing. Trump doesn't do nothing wrong. They're going after him like banshees. It's insanity what's going on with this crap with these Schumers and these Pelosi's and these knuckleheads in the demon rat party. But one thing, Michael, you're talking about global warming. The global warming, right now, I don't know if you know, but Chicago's, my nephew called me, it's 38 degrees in Chicago right now. So I guess the good thing I'm trying to say about the weather is that Chicago's not going to have a big murder rate maybe this year, because if it's cold for the next 3 months, maybe it'll freeze the murder rates. You know, maybe they won't have such a...
One could hope, but you know, Chicago has a reputation, for being cold anyway, especially when the wind whips up, coming off the lake, and they call it, you know, the hawk.
Yeah, and, well, the wind. Yeah, Michael, but I think what's going to happen for next 3 months, I think their murder rate will go down quite a bit because they're not going to come out there when it's really, really cold and do their insanity. So I just think that's a plus for the city of Chicago. Getting back to...
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Well, yeah. We'll know at the end of the year. I'm sure it's going to be a little better than it was last year. Last year was, I think it was 1,700 or whatever the case. But... getting back to immigration also, Michael, I'm watching OAN right now, actually, and they were talking that last year enough people came in to our country illegally that could fill up the whole city of Austin, more people that live in the city of Austin, Texas. If the Republicans have any chance of holding on for power for the next 30, 40, or 50 years, they better take all these illegals and start massive deportations like Eisenhower, because if they don't,
I agree.
This whole country will end up like New Jersey. This whole country will be like New Jersey or New York, in California.
Or at the very least, given the shortness of time until the election, you know, and Trump should have done this when the GOP controlled both sides of Congress, you know, was pass a mandatory nationwide voter ID law. Are you really the person whose name is on this registration? Are you really a legal citizen of this country and eligible to vote? Because the Democrats are counting on the illegal immigrant vote to put them over the top next year.
That is correct. And, you know, I don't know if you heard this, Michael, but Donald Trump suing the state of California with the Supreme Court right now to end all sanctuary cities. And it's going to, if it goes to California, it's on the news just now. So I want to see now how the Supreme Court's going to treat this. And, you know, like you always say in Article 8, there's no such thing as a sanctuary city. These people, like I always tell you, I know Dustin's sick of hearing it, these people have to be arrested or some kind of penalty has to come down on these people hard. Because what it's showing the Anglo population is we're not coming here to compliment you. We're coming here to eat your lunch and take your jobs. That's exactly what's going on here. And by these billions of dollars pouring out of this country, never to come back, that in itself is treasonous that the Democratic Party's getting away with. They should all be putting the gray bar hotels, because every one of these dirty demon rats and a few rhinos they have allowed to happen in this country is disgusting and disgraceful. These people are coming here after one or two jobs, getting federal government jobs. I mean, black Americans are not even getting some of these jobs these people are getting. I mean, it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of Afro-American people who listen to your show, Michael. I know they're wonderful people. And I can tell you, they're the ones that should be out the most vocal about this, because it's taking jobs away from them more than anybody. In L.A.
Yes.
and all these other states and cities. I don't see a big black wave of people, black Americans, saying, hey, enough of this crap. This immigration is destroying our culture, a chance to move up. So, you know, I'm just waiting for that shoe to drop, too, on that issue. Because it's just off the charts what's going on with this immigration.
It
Thank
is.
Goodness we do have something there, Michael,
it's
because of what
the hell you're talking about.
You would have never heard about none of this stuff if it was about a Democrat in there right now. They would already have this place with 50 million illegals. And you know what? The main thing, Michael, one thing I don't know if you really heard today, it was on Fox News. It was on OAN today. They're talking about all the people that are coming here. They do not want to learn the English language. And that, to me, is the biggest problem.
Yes.
These people are coming here in the multiple millions, and you know what they're basically telling the gringos? We don't want to speak your lingo. We're going to speak our own lingo. Ni habla español. You understand? No. No other cultures got allowed away with that. There's over 110 million Germans in this country, and none of them people are speaking German by the millions, multiple millions, or radio stations, TV stations. This has got to be the linchpin that Trump says, that's it. No more. Enough is enough. And you know what? The federal government is supposed to be the power on immigration. How is the state of California or all these other states telling the federal government, we had a civil war because of this, because the states wanted to break away from the federal government? Well, the federal government supposedly running immigration, but I guess these states are telling them, no, you're not. We're running our own states, and we're going to tell you what about immigration. No, this has got to come to a halt. This has got to come to an end right now. I want to see what's going to happen here in the next 2 to 3 months before the new year starts. I want to see some real – but I do say this. Trump is suing the state of California for sanctuary cities being illegal, and it's going all the way up to the Supreme Court. So that's going to be a very interesting scenario.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be keeping a close eye on that one.
Yes, that right there is the main – I think the main issue is going to happen in the 2020 campaign next year when they start really getting hot and heavy with the campaigning. I think that's when – we're going to see where we're going to see how the chickens come home to roost on this one. But the language, these people are not coming here. They don't have to only be Spanish. There's other groups that are coming here. They want to keep their own cultural language. That wasn't allowed to happen during the turn of the century, Michael. The Italians, the Poles, the Danes, they all had it took a while, but after 20, 30 years, these people had autonomy. These people are basically saying, no, we got 20 radio stations in Spanish, and we only got 3 in English. And we got all these newspapers, more newspapers in a different language than English. You cannot have a country become – we'll be like the Balkans. We'll be Balkanized. We will become Bosnia-Herzegovina and all that nonsense when Clinton was president, what was happening with that nonsense. And we don't need that here. Don't need it. We have one constitution that's made in English. Okay? And that's the language of the
well,
speech. I tell you, pretty soon you're gonna have to make English an official language, and that's gonna be a big battle with the Democrats because they'll never do it. Hell, they allow these people to come here to hold flying their own flags. These demon rats are insane. This Ocasio-Cortez is off, like you said yesterday. She's blaming the white man. She's blaming white people for the hurricanes blowing up all these brown islands. It's the white man creating these hurricanes aiming right at the brown islands. That was on the news yesterday. You heard about that?
I heard about that. We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about it on the show yesterday.
OAN there is talking about it.
Okay. All right, Tom, stay on the line. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Tom in Florida. We're talking about the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem. And I get emails all the time saying you're just being racist. And no, I'm not. Illegal is not a race. And, you know, Tom, you're absolutely right. The Democrats want as many of these people to come into the country as possible, and register them to vote, even though they're not legally entitled to vote, knowing they will vote Democratic to get the free stuff, which the rest of America will pay for. And it's a huge scam. And I think that's why the GOP lost ground in the 2018 midterms. I mean, when I was a kid living in California, solid red, that was Republican country. And in the 2018 midterms, four of the districts swung blue. So that tells you what's going on.
Well, Michael, I just want to say this. I'm not racist because my wife's half Spanish, okay? Half Hispanic. So I don't even get on that because she speaks perfect Spanish, my wife. So let me get back to this. I'm not a racist, and we're not being racist. You're not a racist. I'm not a racist. I don't have a racist bone. I got a lot of Afro-American friends that I love dearly. But I'll tell you this. The ones that are racist are these ones that are saying that we're racist because they're the real racists. We're just practical. That's being practical. Hey, listen, you're trying to save your identity of the country. If these people hate white males so much, why are they coming to this country? If they are having such a hateful, they have to leave their country, when we get here, the white man's racist. Well, why are you coming here?
Yep.
Why is everybody always blaming the white man for being the racist? No, we're the ones that are accepting the fact that if you want to come here and be a great American, we'll accept you as you want to love our laws and abide by our Constitution, fine. But if you want to come here and wave your other flag, you want to speak your own another language, no. No. I mean, look, Michael, we all have come. I got European blood in me, German. I got Scottish in me. I got all Danish. I got all Swedish in me. I don't speak none of their languages. I wish I did, but I don't. And I don't, say, I'm going to keep my Swedish culture. Or I'm going to keep my German culture or my Scottish culture. It's great to have that, but you don't go around, you promote that. No, your country is in America, United States of America.
Yep.
And you speak English. Simple as that.
I mean, Theodore Roosevelt said exactly the same thing. You're welcome to come here and become part of our society. But we have one language here, English. We have one flag. And you got to follow the laws. And that, me, is extreme common sense.
One America News plays that every day. One America News puts that on every 3 hours. They have that commercial. When you're saying that, they always do the Teddy Roosevelt speech. While we have only one language. Patrick Hessian's the one that does the narrating for that. And he does it every 3 hours because I watch this news network. I hear what he says. It's really amazing because you're absolutely right. We have only one language, one flag, and one nation.
Okay, Tom, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast.
Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.